This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello everyone, this is Fahad.
Hi, this is Ben.
Assalamu alaikum. Hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Waleed. I'm very delighted to have you here. It appears that we are fewer than I expected. Nonetheless, it's just about a minute after the time of the meeting, so we should go ahead and proceed. Let's begin with the main points of the agenda. As you can see in the agenda here, we have several points to go through. And first of all, let me also add that my colleague Hamza bin Mahrez is also here, so he'll be able to chime in as we continue going through the agenda item. First of all, let me double check if my voice is clear and everyone is hearing me fine. If so, please indicate that in the chat box or speak it out loud, just so I make sure I'm okay. Yep.
You're clear, Waleed. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. So we wanted to welcome you here. This is the second chat, the second call. It's not the first, but then this is the first for me as the chair and for Hamza, and so we are delighted to take this important and demanding role. At the same time, we'd like to indicate that this is a group effort and everyone is involved in should be involved. And so we welcome your contributions and thank you for volunteering your time. And furthermore, I'd like to thank Fad for taking on the role of the secretary and person who will be keeping the minutes, uploading content, etc. It's not an easy job. If you look into the role, a lot of work, so I thank him tremendously for that, as well as Hamza, who has been quite eager and enthusiastic to contribute with his insight and efforts to help in the position of vice chair. So that being said, moving on to the main agenda, so we'd like to, before we go on with the main points, let me just give a quick word about the importance of aligning the strategy working group ICANN mandate. This is within the objective of the Middle East joining countries strategy. And so we'd like to develop the regional strategy for the Middle East and adjoining countries within ICANN's mandate and remit. And this is somewhat of an important point because apparently, and I've seen that happen once in a while, is that there are attempts or, let's say, misunderstandings of what the strategy objective is. So we'd like to ensure here that whatever happens or whatever we pursue is within the mandate of ICANN. That means that we might not be, we should not conflate items such as very intrinsic or broad elements of human rights on the internet or aspects such as content on the internet. So issues that are not necessarily connected directly to ICANN. The main themes, as you can tell from the previous working group, is around the domain name as well as the aspects of the internet governance ecosystem that connect and relate to ICANN. And so if there are any thoughts on this, you are obviously welcome to contribute. You need not to hesitate at all. This is an open discussion where everyone contributes and gives his or her opinion. So this is just a word that I thought I'll present, make sure everyone gets to hear, because it will help us be on the same page when it comes to developing the strategy as we move forward. Any thoughts on this? If not,
Waleed, can I speak?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you. So actually, I was raising my hand in the Adobe Connect room. I'm not sure if you could see it. So, hello, everyone.
Okay.
This is Fahad. Yeah. Okay, so hello, everybody. This is...
Okay,
fine. Fair enough. No problem. Okay, so hello, everybody. This is Fahad Batain from ICANN. So Waleed just mentioned a valid point a while ago. He mentioned issues such as human rights and privacy and et cetera. Now, so just to put things into perspective, so yes, the strategy will work within ICANN's mandate and ICANN's remits. Of course, it's true that what ICANN really works on most is domain names, but then there are other aspects that have actually come into ICANN's work. So, for example, there has been a heavy discussion within the community for the past 1 year about including human rights in ICANN's bylaws. We also have a civil society engagement team at ICANN where we are trying to engage more with civil society. When it comes to privacy, for example, what we speak about at ICANN is usually privacy in the context of domain names, who is services. So as you can see, we don't cover all aspects of human rights, we don't cover all aspects of privacy, but then there are some aspects that actually do touch upon ICANN's mandate. So I just wanted to make this clear to the group. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Fahd. Yes, and so if you think of it as in some connection to what ICANN is doing, then of course it can always be raised. But it's not a general blanket coverage of a particular topic, because there are other organizations that handle that. But as we go along, I think this will sink better. Okay, so if there are no thoughts or questions on this, then we can move to the main agenda. So, good. So this call is basically, in my opinion, necessary to deal with the work modalities, meaning that how, what we will be working on, and how will be we will be working on this work. So I think this is the appropriate time to bring in Hamza, and so that he can also chime in the respect to how the work will be carried out and what we'll be doing. This is, the slide is quite open, as you can see. These are the 2 points for the work, what we will be working on. It's particularly between July and September, there is also other work. But then there's the question on how we work. So Hamza, do you want to contribute? Hello? Yes, Hamza, go ahead.
So Walid, I think Hamza hasn't connected his audio yet. I mean, just in the spirit of saving time, you might want to continue on the slide.
So, thank you, Fahd. So the idea here is to make sure that we understand what exactly we are pursuing, and this is for clarity purposes. We cannot really start our work unless we understand what is it that we're trying to achieve. So to be quite specific, the timetable that we're going to propose later and show you later, it includes the very significant segment between July and 30 September. And this will involve 2 points. The first is to assess the work that's been done by the previous strategy working group. And so to first understand what has been achieved and identify what challenges the working group strategy had gone through or indicated, as well as provide some sort of additions or changes that might include, for example, more coverage on countries that have been added, such as Turkey, as well as suggest recommendations so that the strategy becomes more improved, or say somewhat of an advancement to what has already been achieved. And so this relates directly to the point concerning assessing and evaluating the previous strategy group. And so the second point would be to study the main or the overall strategic plan of ICANN for the period from the 5-year period, 2016 to 2020, and use that as a basis for developing the new strategy document. And so this will be a combination of 2 parallel tracks, each one having a solid and important role for the work of the strategy group. And so as now we see that both of those will result eventually in the achieving the objective, which is to produce the document. And so the work has to be done in a way to involve, that will involve all the group members. And so I'm putting this out to the open for discussion. So there are two questions that we can raise and we can add more. First, how do we work as a group? And that means that how will we be able to, let's say, coordinate among us? Can we do it as a one group or two groups? For example, one covering the first point and the other second point, or divide them to further subgroups. And then, of course, within these subgroups, each individual will be able to carry on certain tasks, contribute with certain portions of the work, and that is the division of labor. Based on, for example, previous work, some of you have been who have been in the previous strategy working group can help us in assessing best the challenges that have been faced and aspects of it from your experience. And if you are interested in particular subjects within this framework of work, then we can you can perhaps contribute more to that particular area. It can be the aspect of domain name system, for example. It can be the IG ecosystem, very specific or broad, whatever topics you think are more relevant. And so these are the questions I'd like to raise, and please chime in with your opinion. And I'm not sure if Hamza is able to contribute yet. So Fahd, are we on the clear now on this point? Anything that you'd like to add?
Well, I have nothing to add, really. Not sure if Bahar has anything to add.
I'm good.
Rafiq. Okay, so Rafiq. Yeah.
Please,
Rafiq, go ahead. So Rafiq, we can't hear you. Okay, Rafiq, you might want to type your question in the chat room if you wish.
All right, so the idea here is to having subgroups as followed in several working groups, but there is overhead to get them coordinated and then to get everyone to agree on their deliverables when shared with the whole working group. Well, there is really no idea per se, it's just putting it out there. We'd like to make sure that there is some sort of way to organize our work. I mean, one form would be perhaps have two working groups within the working group. So it has, one would be, for example, focusing on the evaluation, and the other would be looking into the main strategy of ICANN. So that was the general idea. But there will be, of course, we need to coordinate between the two. And of course, each one will have to present some outputs as we go along, for example, during the calls. But we need to divide or have some sort of order. Do you have any proposal, Rafi, to deal with this with you? I don't see, Naveed, can you also contribute with audio if you like? Okay, I think Manal would like
to... Okay, Waleed, we have a question from Manal.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can, Manal.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to respond to Rafiq's point because I see his point and I share his concern. And one way we used to try to address this problem is having two groups with two group leads, but having the whole membership participating to both groups. So the two work leads make sure we are progressing equally on both issues. But again, the whole working group all members are, they do have the option and they are participating on both working groups so that we don't spare too much additional time coordinating and convincing people across both groups. So just a suggestion. Thank you.
Very useful, Manat. A quick question is whether you think this will be done in the same style that we've been doing in the charter drafting group, if you recall. So things would be done, for example, using shared resources, and that's part of the charter, by the way. And so there can be access to both documents or both mailing lists. Also, discussions will be parallel and going on with maybe different titles. Is that something that one can work on?
Yes. I understand you're asking me the question, right? So, yes, I think this is one way to do it, yes. So all members are participating on both topics, but again, we have someone dedicated to make sure we're progressing and we're progressing equally on both topics, whether it's going to be yourself and Hamza or whether it's going to be other colleagues who would volunteer to be a topic lead, for example. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That's really very valid. Let's give Naveed the floor. So wait a second. Naveed, go ahead.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Continue.
Okay. I would also share the same thing. I mean, I think it might be a little early at this stage to divide into subgroups. We don't know yet how many of the members are going to be active. And we are perhaps not clear exactly about what kind of division we would need. So my suggestion would be to move on with the work slowly, and then maybe at a later stage we might identify a particular areas, and then as Rafiq said, then we might have a better idea of how to coordinate between those areas. Carry on with this to see how people are contributing and what kind of work is needed.
Okay, thank you, Naveed. Aisha, please proceed. Aisha?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, hi everybody. So actually, I agree with Manel about the leaders of the group in each group, and I will go further to suggest that we apply the check and balance thing. So each group checks the roles and the goals and the procedure going. And I also agree with Naveed, who was talking about the subgroups. I think it is a bit early to speak about subgroups, and I think I do suggest that we make subgroups throughout the process. I mean, when we are developing into the work, we create subgroups according to the next work we have. Hello?
Yes.
So that's it. Thank you.
Yes, we got your point. I mean, I think there is an overall appears that there's a direction to first begin, put this on the table and have people chime in with how to formulate the subgroups, if there will be subgroups, but to start a discussion perhaps on this and present these two main topics, which are the assessment and the strategy, ICANN strategy, and let people begin to formulate their views on it and start establishing connections and building from there. It could be that some members will be more interested in working in areas of their expertise, such as what Ahlam had mentioned here. And there can be people who are just interested in joining something that they didn't expect to be interested in. And as it comes along, it might be that is the area they're more willing to contribute to. So it makes sense. So what we'll probably do now is to, or start in the next few days, is to put up this in the mailing list and begin exploring both topics in parallel, and then having people contribute to both. It's best to do this than to do it synchronously, like start from one and then move on. We just open up the two subjects in parallel and perhaps develop two different documents. That what would work best? I think that there is really no more hands raised. So perhaps we can move on with the subject. If there is anything to add, please feel free. But now at least we have some sort of sense of direction. We now understand what we will be pursuing, and the subject of how can come later, but we can bring in the subject as we into the mailing list and deal with it as we go along. Good. So let's move to the next slide here. Oops, sorry. Here we go. So I'm really glad and happy to inform you that the online working space has in fact been developed, and it can be found through the link you find in the slide. And it's edited by our facilitator, Fahd. He will be able to upload and update the page as a space as we go along. This is really an important area because it will include all the documents related to the work. It will include the background information, the ICANN strategy, main strategy, the strategy documents, as well as any updated documents we have, and also links. I don't know if there's anything to add. Do you'd like to chime in, Fahd, with something?
Thank you, Waleed. So on the working space, actually, we will be posting all the work of the strategy working group. If anybody has any comments or any suggestions to improve probably the look and feel of this working space, I'll be happy to work something around. Frankly speaking, the functionality and the options within the working space is not very diverse. But I mean, I'll be always happy to explore new things if anybody thinks that this page could look much more appealing.
Yes, as Fahd said, we're open to the suggestions, and you feel free to include or to suggest more documents or references, perhaps. Even things about the work ethics and how to coordinate our tasks. I mean, it's helpful to be all on the same page. I'm not sure. This is the public page, right, Fahd? So it's accessible to all.
Yes, Waleed. So this is a public page. It's accessible to all. I think community members can also edit the page, but I'm not 100% sure about this.
Okay, good. All right, so I would suggest that you begin exploring. Yeah, you begin exploring it. Those who are familiar with the community wiki space will find find it quite easy to navigate. Those new to it will find a bit of a learning curve, but I'm sure it will be worthy the time and effort to go through it and contribute with opinions if you have, as well as read the documents that are out there. Any questions about the online working space or thoughts on this? Not? Don't see any? Let's move to the other portion. How are we doing in time, Fahd? Because I haven't been following well. You can help us organize the, ensure that we are on time.
So we are 7 minutes behind schedule, but I mean, that's okay. I mean, maybe other things would take less time, so we should be okay.
All right, thanks a lot. So yes, let's move to the timeline. And this is a suggested timeline, as it is apparent. These are things that we are developing along in somewhat of a an alignment with the charter. And what we've been working on so far is the introduction, the wiki page, mailing list, these will have been set, the election of the chair and vice chair, and the first group call has been completed. And now the second is on underway. So the next period will basically define the work modalities, and that's something that we'll be working on right now. I mean, starting from tomorrow, hopefully I'll be putting this out to the open and so that we can develop those and finalize them. The first part of the work is that we identified what we are going to do, and that's very positive. The other part is how we can do it is going to be developed. And so then we have the point of the timeline and concluding it as agree on this timeline on any changes that we may want to have. And there will be need to agree on the frequency call, and we'll very shortly go through that. And also sharing information about the strategy, and that has been already done, as Fahd had kindly did send the email to all. And there's also the need to define the template for the strategy document. And so this has also been somewhat complete. It's just that Fahd will also share with us the template that we thought as in starting with, instead of starting with a blank document, we thought of using the previous template as a guidance for us, and from there move forward with suggesting any changes. And the second part, which is really the heavy duty part from July 1st to 30th, is what I've mentioned already, which are the review of the earlier strategy, and then obviously incorporate the strategy plan for ICANN in general as the key basis. So these two will lead us to working and finalizing the draft strategy document. I underline draft, but I hope it will be final. But it's important that we constantly be aware that this is a time frame that we'd like to follow. So the draft will be hopefully done by the end of September, and then we'll use the first half of October to get the feedback from the community. And if the feedback is done in a proper way, we'll be able to use the feedback and incorporate the changes into the strategy document so that by the end of October or beginning of November, we can finalize that and the strategy document. This is the timeline that we suggest. If you have any questions, please raise them. And if we all agree on this timeline, which is roughly along the original plan that we had for the charter and for the overall work of the working group. Okay, I don't see anyone. Anyone objecting? It looks like there's somewhat of a consensus that it's working fine. Very good. Do you still have reservations or objections? Please raise them as soon as possible so that we can look into what we can do about that. But so far, so good. This timeline will help us achieve our points that have very specific milestones that we can follow, as well as a very concrete method or timeline that allows us to keep track of what we are doing and what we need to do next. All right. Yes. All right. This is a question or point raised by Rafia, saying that, yeah, it looks quite aggressive, and that's why we want you to be aggressive. It's a short notice, but we'd love to have the strategy document finalized by the beginning of November, because, as you know, we have the upcoming ICANN 57 in Hyderabad, and we'd like to have it ready by then. I'm not sure if Beher is raising his hand, so is this a good time for him to speak? Please, Beher.
Thank you, Waleed. Hello, everyone. Just a quick maybe question. So just looking at the timeline, the time window of 18 to 30 of June, which is the current time window, trying to identify which items have been completed, which items are still pending, and assuming that there is an initial agreement on this timeline. So I guess if the group is in agreement on work modalities, if the group is going to agree on this timeline on this call, and agree on the frequency of the calls, then maybe the only item that will require work or some sort of action by the group over the next week will be the template of the strategy document. I just wanted to make sure that my understanding is correct, again, on the assumption that, you know, there is, agreement on this proposed timeline. Thanks.
Yes, Bahir, exactly. You are absolutely correct on that. There's one part of the work modalities that we would like to finish in this group as well, which is how we divide the work and how we ensure that there's inclusiveness of everyone into the work so that everyone understands how they can contribute directly. And that's something that I'll be working on through the documents of the parallel mailing list. And, of course, the template will be shared so that we get input. So hopefully, yes, indeed, you're correct. By the end of the month, we will certainly, will hopefully be done with that part. We are on track. Okay, very good. So I see that there is really not, okay, Nabil would like more details. I mean, basically, Nabil, for that particular period, it's basically the going through the review of the document, earlier document, and, of course, making sure that the ICANN 2016 and 2020 strategy plan is well understood and read by members, so that we work on the first draft of the strategy document. So it's quite, straightforward, that review, while looking into the plan, and then incorporating the what we find in those and what needs to be added into the new draft strategy document for the next 3 years. That's all it is. Yes, it looks short, but it's a lot of work. All right. I hope that satisfies your question, Nabi. If you'd like to chime in with audio, that's possible too. Right.
Yeah, just one quick remark. My point was more related to if at this stage we need to look into what kind of draft are we going to have eventually, and we can work on the structure of that draft, at least the structure of that draft, right from the start, and not to wait till July 1st. And then work on individual headings or sections of that draft. And at that point, we can also divide the work as we suggested. That kind of detail, there will be an internal review of that those sections and those graphs, and we can have different readers on that or different evaluators or the kind of that.
Yeah.
So this is what I was looking for.
Yes. Now the document that we will be filling is actually the template. So the template is the one that you're talking about as a starting point, and that is to be finalized this week. So that will be the already starting point that you're mentioning. So all that will be needed is to fill the document, that template that we'll be showing you by email. And then this will be done during this period from July. So we'll already be done with the main structure of the document by this week. So we will be hopefully on track. Good. So hopefully that will help that clarify the question. So moving on to the next important topic, which is basically the calls. We understand that the mailing list activities and shared documents will continue as usual, but then the calls need to also be agreed upon. So there are a couple of options presented here, but we can also add more. I mean, the first would be regular calls, be weekly or biweekly. Is that the option we prefer, or do we have it as on demand? And if it's regular, then would we have one Doodle poll, or have the Doodle poll presented every time? I recall that Fahd had presented this question before, so we'd like to raise it again. Hamza, you'd like to speak? Hamza, go ahead, please. Hello, Hamza. Looks like Hamza is not connected to his mic. Can you type in your question, Hamza, perhaps? Let me say now I'll be speaking as a regular member like you, and I prefer to have a regular weekly or biweekly call. It depends on the intensity. But then it's perhaps best to agree on on one time in the week through which we can all agree on in a previously set Doodle poll. So it means that, for example, if we'd like Wednesday at 1 p.m. UTC to be the date, the time for the weekly or biweekly calls, then it will be it. We can put up a Doodle poll that indicate the best time of the week that would suit everyone. Then everyone would be able to allocate that time for the next few months so that they reserve that time in advance. I think that's much more pragmatic or practical than having to do it every single week. And it's also useful because then you'll have a long-term commitment and it will allow you to adjust your table and for other activities that you may have. That's my suggestion. Do you think it is agreeable?
So, Waleed, we have a question from Naveed.
Yes,
go ahead, Naveed.
Yeah, I was trying to say the same thing. We need to just have a Doodle poll initially to see what works best for all, and we need to exactly tell everybody that it is going to be for the entire duration of the strategy document so that everybody knows and give the date and time accordingly. And then we can continue it on bi-weekly basis. That's the best approach that we can have. If required, we can have specific meetings, but unless a bi-weekly meeting is fair enough, people can plan it accordingly, and we don't expect everybody to be there all the time. But once we have a Doodle poll initially, it will help getting more and more people on a regular basis.
Okay, so if I understand correctly, you'll have every 2 weeks one meeting, and the Doodle poll will be put up to decide on which day of the week that would be for the next, let's say, period until the end of the drafting time. Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
Okay, good. I agree with that. I think it's really reasonable. And it, if there is need to have an on-demand call, additional call, then one can also raise that in case. Are there any points or suggestions to, or alternative ideas?
So Waleed, Rafiq has a comment, and he says a lot of work should be done in the mailing list, also collaborative tool like Google Doc. Frankly speaking, when I read the term Google Doc, it reminds me of the good old days developing the charter. I do have concerns there, really. But then, I mean, I agree with whatever the group agrees to.
Yes, I also feel for you, Pat. But then, of course, we need to keep in mind that there's a limit to how much time we need to put into this, an effort to put into this, because we have a timetable. But I and Hamza and whoever is leading the subgroups, if there will be a subgroup based on the discussion, they will help ensure that we don't spend too much time and come to the concrete outcomes. So, yes, if it looks like more or less there's an agreement that it would be a biweekly, meaning every 2 weeks, as well as have one set time on that day. So it's like 1 week on, 1 week off, but on that particular week, there will be the time that the community decides on using a poll. So, Fahd, can you proceed with putting up the poll?
Yes, Waleed, I'll do that.
Fantastic. Waleed, I think that... yes, Fahd?
Suggestion on the calls. Now, again, if we look at the timeline, the suggested timeline, and as we discussed, there are maybe a couple of items that the group needs to finalize before end of this month. So maybe it's wise to have another call next week to make sure that these items are fulfilled. And then the following week, I guess it will be Eid al-Fitr anyway, which is a holiday. So maybe a call next week will be timely, and then the group can, you know, start having their biweekly calls as suggested. Thanks.
Yeah, I think that's also agreeable. Let's say the final decision, or let's say the final recommendation, appears to be that we have a call when needed, and this is probably next week, because in a week from now we will need that call to finalize the first part. And then it will be like regularly on a biweekly basis. And so that makes good sense. So, yes, then we'll have the next week, a week from now or so, we can have the next call. And then from there onwards, it will be a biweekly call on a the time that at the time that everyone or more or less almost all of us will agree on. Good. So it looks like there's really no more addition. Abahir, do you like to speak again? Oh, I can see your hand raised. Okay. All right. No more hands raised. Okay, it looks like Adil is suggesting not to have a meeting on ICANN 56. I mean, it's not maybe a good idea to not have a meeting. But then what we can do is that whoever is not attending will be able to look into the meeting minutes that will be followed up after the meeting. As Fahd will be keeping track of that and putting in the main topics that have been discussed. So even if you weren't able to participate, Adil, for some reason, then you can always keep in touch and double-check the meeting minutes. Does that make sense? I think Naveed would like to contribute. Naveed, please go ahead.
Yeah, I was just thinking about I mean, possibly having a face-to-face meeting during ICANN 56, whosoever is coming, so we can have a doodle asking people who is coming, and then we can sit together and talk more about it. It will be good to have a face-to-face meeting on this particular task, if possible.
Yes, I mean, I personally will not be at ICANN 56, but on ICANN 57. So, yes, it is a good idea to have a face-to-face meeting. That's always possible. I mean, you can always arrange among yourselves, whoever is going to attend. I don't see a reason to have the working group do that because many of them, perhaps even the majority, may not be able to make it to ICANN 56. But feel free, ad hoc meetings by members of the group can and always can contribute. They can say that, okay, we've met at ICANN 56 and we discussed this and put this information to share it with the rest of the group. I think that's fair enough. Anything to add?
Just to add on that that point, I mean, for example, Bahar or Fahad can arrange a regional strategy kind of meeting, just like we did in ICANN 55. So on the Middle East, to get feedback from general community and from the members there who would be there. So just
I mean, this is a question to Bahar. Maybe Bahar, you can respond. You can arrange that.
I'm sorry, I'm not sure I got that. Naveed, were you talking about community members getting together during ICANN meetings?
My point is to have a face-to-face meeting on this particular Middle East strategy. I mean, having members of this group, if they are there, sit at one place and talk more about just like brainstorming on what we can do.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right. So my suggestion.
Possible have a get.
Well, yeah. Got it. My suggestion for those of you who are going to be in Helsinki next week, just send me an email. And I'll arrange for this meeting. I'll be there. Fahad will not be there, but I'm going to be there, and I have time available to meet with you on the ground. So just drop me an email, and we will organize among ourselves a time and place to meet up.
Bahar, in this case, it might be useful if the meeting that we'll have for the working group is after your meeting. Maybe it will be more constructive that way, so that you may have had new ideas that came up after ICANN, and then in this case you will feed into the call a week later. I mean, does that make sense? Can we arrange it so that it gets that way?
Yeah, I mean, it will depend on the, you know, availability of, you know, those who are going to be in Helsinki, and also availability of the majority of this group when they want to have the call next week. But in principle, we can do that.
Okay, so what I suggest is that Fahad put up two calls. The first call will be for the next week call, so that it makes sense that to make sure as many people as possible are joining. And then the poll after that, which you can take a few days more and put that next poll, which will be for the biweekly meetings. Is that a reasonable plan?
Yes, sorry, that should be okay.
Okay, good. So I think we've covered the points. If there are no more suggestions, I don't see any raised hands. And we can move to the last part of the meeting, which is any other business. Any thoughts, any comments, suggestions in improving the work of the working group, you're welcome to present them. Hamza is still not able to plug in his mic, so hopefully it will be possible to do that next time. Yes, Adil, please go ahead. Adil.
So the meeting that Bahir you are talking about at ICANN 56, will it be only open to the working group or it will be a general meeting for everyone?
The meeting in ICANN.
Okay, this is Bahir here for the record. I thought Naveed's suggestion was to have a meeting for working group members who are going to be in Helsinki. However, if there is a need for a bigger meeting on different topics with community members, we can also do that. I mean, we've done it in past meetings. However, for this meeting, I'm not sure about how many people are going to be there from within the Middle East and adjoining countries. But at least as far as Naveed's suggestion is concerned, he was referring to this particular group and this particular subject of the Middle East strategy.
Okay, so now it's clear, I believe. Let's, Fahed has been raising his hand earlier, so maybe Fahed would like to chime in.
Okay, thank you, Walid. So actually, I was typing something to you, but nevertheless, I can speak
yeah,
on the line. So I would really like to emphasize to everyone on this group to do two things, and it's really important that you actually do this before we start the work. Number one, please read the 2013-2016 ICANN Middle East Strategy document. It's very important that you read that document and get yourself abreast with, because that will help you a lot in developing this new strategy. Now, another equally important document to read is ICANN's 2016-2020 Strategic Plan, and this is ICANN's Global Strategic Plan. If you look into this document, you will find indicators, or you will find the five strategic focus areas for ICANN for the next 5 years. I think if you read both these documents, you all will feel confident and comfortable working on this new strategy. So please read those two documents. It's very important. If you need any help on any of those documents, just write to me, just ping me on Skype. I'll be happy to help you on it. Thank you.
Thank you, Fahed. I'd like to also emphasize that the documents have been already sent to you, and they are also linked from the space. Aisha, please go ahead.
Me?
Yes, please proceed.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
I would like to add what Fahd just said, that about the material and the reading, because I think that many of us did not do any working groups, or so we need to read. So just to emphasize that we need material. So what are we supposed to read first? And you answered my question, the strategic.
Yes, very good, Aisha. Yes, we have to, all of us, read thoroughly the earlier document about the strategy of 2013 to 2016, as well as the ICANN 2016-2020 strategy plan. You will notice that in the main ICANN strategy plan, there are areas that cover the overall work of ICANN, which may not, I mean, necessarily be applicable to our working group, but it's rather important to understand the context, the basis, as why and how ICANN would like to pursue those, because eventually we are part of ICANN, and that means that this work needs to be in harmony, pointing to the same direction of that plan. So please ensure that you do read the document. Okay. Any more thoughts on yes, I noticed here that there was a comment by Manal saying that we need to maximize work on the mailing list, and I totally agree. That's something we'll certainly be relying on as we move forward. And then, obviously, you know, you may understand that there could be a period of silence due to Eid and the holidays. And so if as soon as we get the first step going, which is to ensure that we have the template agreed upon and we have the work modalities agreed upon, then that will at least finalize the first stage and end it, and then we move on to the next. Any thoughts, any ideas, anything else to add? Because we still have 4 minutes to spare. I think we're doing well, all right, Fahd?
Yes, we are.
Okay, very good. If you have suggestions that we may have not been able to raise now, you can always do that through the mailing list. And also, if you have documents that you think are quite relevant up to the health of the work of the working group, even if they are not necessarily related to ICANN or to the working group, share them on the mailing list so that we at least get to benefit from whatever you provide. And so any other last questions? No, that's okay. No, but at least you can follow up the meeting minutes. Fahd, well, when do we expect the meeting minutes to be out so that they can?
Okay, well, I'll be working on the minutes in a while, and then I'll probably send it over to you. You can find, you can proofread it, and then we can share it to the group. So hopefully before end of business today.
Fantastic, good. Something I didn't mention, that I'm actually in Mexico, Cancun, where I'm at the OECD, so it's a bit quite early for me, but I'm very glad and delighted to wake up to this optimistic and enthusiastic group of wonderful people. I'm very honored and happy to be working with you, and I'm sure that we'll do something good for the region and the community. All right, so I think we are done with all the points. Okay, Jim is sitting in Washington, all right. Makes sense, you're a bit later, 1 hour after me, but that's still early. Thank you for making it to this call, everyone. And I'm happy to see that progress is moving as we expected, and we are taking very solid and stable steps forward. So thank you, Pat, also for arranging this, and very soon you'll get the meeting minutes as well as the doodle poll for the next call. So goodbye from me, and have a great week.
Okay, thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.